Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel by simply searching Talk Over podcast on either Spotify or Apple Music. Are we in for another Talk Over, Clartage?
The Clartage has begun.
The Clartover has returned.
The
Clartover cast.
What have we started?
What are you saying, bro?
The pod Clart. I'm all right, man.
Do you know what? Yeah, I didn't realise until people were coming up to me at the link up, like, oh, yeah, talk over pod Clart. I was thinking, fucking hell, Dubs has started something.
Yes,
now.
That's right.
I actually use the word Clart all of the time, but my wife, he tells me off, man.
Well,
like, stop using that word.
Mine does.
Anthony, the government name comes out in that.
Anthony, stop it. Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? And don't use that word.
Yeah, she, Leanne's the same. Leanne's the same with me, but she's Jamaican, so it's like, oh.
Oh my god!
But I'm all right, bro. I've just had a bit of a mare this week because long story short, there's a rat in my kitchen. What am I gonna do? There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I gonna do? No, just to clarify, there is not a rat in my kitchen.
This guy has got problems.
Yeah,
you know?
There's not a rat in my kitchen.
Oh my god!
There's a rat in my studio. So basically, I was doing some stuff. I was just about to start sorting through my vinyl collection, and I noticed on the front of one of my two-pack vinyls, which I have in the stack set underneath where my decks are up, so everyone that's seen the video and the photo will be able to picture this, but anyone that hasn't, in the studio I've got like a desk sort of thing that comes out with my decks and stuff on, and underneath is where I keep my vinyl collection. And on the front of one of my two-pack albums, the vinyl album, I noticed this weird thing stuck to it, so I moved it off. And as I was moving it off,
this weird thing stuck to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, as I was moving it off, I realised it was a piece of poo. And I was like,
it was a shit.
I was like, what the fuck is that doing? And then, so basically, I pulled the vinyl rack out and found like about 500 more of them, all behind, on top of my vinyl.
Wow.
Like, there's rat shit everywhere behind my
someone literally set. Took a shit on your vinyl collection.
Loads of little rat turds, basically. And then I traced little it back Nesquicks. So basically, when I built the studio, there's sewage access, so that I have the possibility to install a toilet here as well, like a little bathroom.
Okay.
And so where we've sealed that up, basically the little bastard rat has managed to get through the seal and come into the studio, basically, and now he just lives here, I think, somewhere. So
at least you got a friend in there, innit?
No, he's not a friend, mate. He's my nemesis.
At least you've got a mate.
This is my nemesis. He's not my mate.
Guy's gonna drop a mix with the rat.
He's not my friend. Bro, it brings the phrase studio rat to a whole new definition, innit? But yeah.
Yeah, literally. My mum was spying on your mixes in that.
So
peak.
I've now got to buy loads of floor cleaner and bleach and like a proper Hoover, so I can. Oh man, it's a nightmare, bro. It's a bit of a headache. And yes.
Oh well.
So at the moment, I'm sat in what looks like a semi-burgled studio where I've pulled all the furniture
Ratchet.
Out and tried to find out where this little bastard rat has been running around, just jamming and chilling. Oh, and the other thing was, I noticed actually, I think he's been here for a while because I noticed at the.
I think he's been here for a while.
I'll tell you this.
Guy's got
tenancy. I'll tell you this
that.
Before we get into the topic properly. At the start of the year, I was basically recording a mix and I noticed one day when I came in that for some reason the mixer wasn't being picked up by the studio computer, which is on the other side of the room. So I have a really long cable that runs through the wall, runs underneath the decks and then around the wall. And basically it wasn't being picked up by the studio computer, and I just assumed that the cable had gone to bits because I just was a cheapskate and bought a really cheap one. Turns out now I've moved all my vinyl stack out, the cable is now two cables and it's been chomped through, so the bastard little rat
fucking
has
hell.
Chewed through the cable. But that was at the start of the year that it stopped, so it's been here a while. I think it's actually probably been here longer than me now. That rat spent more time in the studio than I
was about to say. I bet when you go into the yard at night, that rat probably just pops out and has a proper chill, mate.
Isn't it?
wanker. Feet up on the couch and that.
Yeah, so that's my dilemma for this week. There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I gonna do? Anyway.
Well, you've got a rat in your studio. I have just signed off my new studio space this morning. I am now the proud owner of a shipping container.
Sounds super glamorous, bruv.
I own a shipping container, bro.
Sick.
Lit. I got the contract this morning. So, yeah, man. I should be up and running. Hopefully by next week, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not even messing. I'm gonna call the pops after this podcast is done and be like, Dad, I need your help. Yes. I need some DIY help.
Is he a bit handy with it? Yeah, bro. Is he pretty good with the tools?
Yeah, the pops is on it, to be fair. Like, he's the first person to go to if I need help with this kind of shit. So, yeah, basically the container, it's not... Oh, it's on the outside, it's like used and rustic. It looks a bit beat up and that. But then when you open it, it's like inside, it's fitted with like double sliding doors. Yeah. And then it's all lined inside with like chipboard, and it's got like electrics fitted in.
Oh, okay, sick. Well. So it's already like fit. It comes ready.
Yeah,
ready
so it's lined
use,
inside. Yeah, it's not a blank. Yeah, it's not a full on blank empty bloody container. It's like lined inside with chipboard. Then it's got the electrics, and it's fitted with fiber optic broadband.
Oh,
well.
Nice, that. Bruv! That is gonna change your life. How long have you been tethering for now?
Oh my god, bro! About half a year.
Fiber optic broadband, bruv! Do you realise how crisp those Pornhub videos are?
In a container. In a container, bro. This is gonna be a container from the future, mate. Wait until I get all my gear in. I'm gassed.
Amazing.
Anyway, yeah, so that's my new project, mate. Yeah. I'm gonna document it, I think. I'm gonna do a little vlog on it, film everything, and show the people how I'm gonna flip this thing around.
Yeah,
film. I went to view it yesterday.
Film the process, man. That'd be really good to see how you change it from just a wooden box, wooden on the inside, obviously, but yeah, from just an empty space.
Bro, do you know what? Yeah, the yard where it is. Go on. There's more there. It's not just mine. Like, there's a bunch of containers there, and other businesses have took them.
Sick.
So, like, when I went to see them yesterday, the guy took me around and showed me, like, a few of the other businesses and how they're set up. And some people have flipped their containers, bro. Like, they look sick.
Yeah, nice.
They look sick, bro. Like, there was, like, digital designers in there. Yo, one of them, there was a hairdresser in 1G.
Yeah, bro. I love hearing about, like, proper, like...
It's
just
mad,
innovation
it?
When it comes to little businesses and stuff. Like turning your hairdressers, turning your shipping container into a hairdresser thing. That's a great idea.
And there's like, there's no rules there on music and whatnot. And the guy basically said, like, look, noise isn't an issue. Like, we just want to fill it with like-minded creative people that are like running their own businesses and want like affordable workspace. So I think it's... It's a good look, man. It's a good look. And it's not just me there. There's a few other music guys from around Manny that I know. Like, one or two guys here have got one as well that are in the same spot. So
sick.
Not only are you getting the space, you're around bare, like-minded creative guys, innit? Which is what I need, bro. I've been on my ones in a studio for time.
Yeah, 100%.
As good as it is, I enjoy being a lab rat and that, but, yeah, sometimes you got to pull yourself out and, yeah. Be around other people's, man.
I think that's essential, man, because even like just when I went to like Distortion's studio when I interviewed him last year, he was talking to me about
name drop.
No, it's relevant though. He was talking to me about
I'm joking.
All the different people that have studio spaces in that same building. Like, and there was so many different names, brother. Like, and it's the same building that Deneo's in as well. So I recognised the building when I went for Deneo's thing. But like, there's so many. But what he says is, like, if he's having a time where he's like a bit blank in his head or whatever, then he'll just walk out of his unit and just walk two doors down, bro. And I think he said he was in like Savak. Savak was producing in two doors down, so he just goes in and pops in there with him. And do you know what I mean? So like, you can just bounce ideas off, like, and I think it's important to be around. It's important to be around like-minded creative people. So
even if it's not all music people, there's going to be some randoms there.
Yeah.
And yeah, they might hate me because I'm going to be thumping music most days of the week. But we'll see how we go.
Well, it might not, bro.
They told me music's cool.
There might be that hairdresser. You might start getting free haircuts if you start finessing them with mixes and stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like, you never know how
finesse man with the free trim and that.
You never
come
know
on.
How different businesses can actually cross over and just do like, I think it's called a business trade. Do a business trade. You get, sort them out with a mix, and they just sort you out of a haircut. Something like
exactly
that.
Exactly that, you get me.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I was there yesterday for like an hour, bro, viewing it. And then I bumped into YJ. there, who's like H's producer. He's cool. Just done, he done like Shake and all the new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Bumped into him straight away, and he's like, "Yo, yeah, come up to the studio, check it out." He's only in the building right next to me.
Nice.
So like, it's just straight away on the first day, just go interview it. Like, you're bumping into man straight away, so it's vital. Yeah, it's fire. It's fire.
Yeah.
Man's gassed. Man is gassed.
So while we're talking about, no, check this out. I'm gonna do the perfect segue. While we're talking about being surrounded by like-minded creative people. Sunday like was the vibe.
I like that, son.
That was smooth as fuck, wasn't it?
I knew it was coming. I give you the assist there.
Yeah, you passed me the ball.
I'd take,
cool.
take the assist on that
100%. DJ City Link Up. Was that like, that was the fourth annual DJ City Link Up, right? Or was it the fifth?
Do you know what? I'm not even sure, you know.
I don't remember if they
I've only missed one. I missed the one last year.
Did they do one last year? I don't remember. Then, yeah, they did actually. I remember seeing DMO's quad bike.
I remember the one that was in like the pub, like the very first
That's
one.
That's the one I didn't go to.
Then there was a Nando's one.
Yeah, so I think that.
Then we had the Red Bull one.
Yeah,
I think that was the fifth.
And then
I think it was the fifth.
I think it was the fifth one, the fifth annual DJ City Link Up, and without a doubt, the busiest one. Like, the turnout was incredible.
Yeah, so.
How many people do you reckon were there?
A couple hundred, you know.
But I think, yeah, I think it's easily 300 people, easily.
I'd say at least 300 people, definitely.
And I put it this way, if a bomb had gone off in the building, there was enough DJs in there that it would have fucked the UK club.
Oh my God,
industry.
It would have wiped out your bruv.
Nightlife in the UK.
The man that survived
just,
would have had bear work.
But nightlife in the UK would have just been like, dead.
Yeah, that's mad when you put it like that as well. Yeah. Bro, the location, yeah, that leak, was it Leak Street or something? The arch under the arches there.
That's a cool little place.
The location is mad.
Bro, you know what it looked like? When I arrived, yeah, because it was like, just there was, obviously there was, they had like a turntable-ist bit on the outside where they had those like little mini scratch decks, yeah?
Yeah, and the mini, the poor table.
Then on the left-hand side, there was like two graffiti artists going in, bruv, doing some sick next-level artwork. And like, it proper reminded me of like, you know those futuristic films where you like go underground and you see like just like what the real world's like? Bruv.
Bro.
That's what it looked like. It was like
some shit.
Futuristic, yeah, but it was like some mad futuristic, like,
excuse me.
I've never been in that street before, but I got a good vibe, man. I liked it. So.
Bro, when I first got there and I come out and I was walking around towards the tunnel and my Google Maps was saying it's down that way, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. where's this place taking me now? Obviously, as soon as you step in and like there's little venues just tucked in away off the alley. See, I mean, that London's just different, innit? London's just different, bro. You ain't getting no spots like that in Manny. I thought the location was sick.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely the busiest one to date.
Great turnout, man. Amazing turnout.
Bro, even on the way out at the end, I was bumping into people that I hadn't even seen all day. I felt like I spoke to hundreds of DJs, but even still on the way out, I was like, yes, bro.
Yeah.
What's going on? I was like, still bumping into man on the way out. It was like near impossible to try and rub shoulders with everyone.
Bro, you know what? Three hours is not enough. Like, I honestly feel like from next year, they should try and turn it into like an all-day event. Like,
yeah, I think you could do like a 1 to like 8 or something like that.
Yeah,
like you could definitely
honestly,
stretch it out.
Literally, my only criticism of the whole event is it's not long enough, bruv, because the difficulty I have is, yeah, obviously, I mean, we all have the same thing. Because we're all DJs and we're all from different parts of the country, socialising isn't really, unless you're with like, you know, like all the Newcastle DJs always stick together and I know, like different areas of DJs always like roll together. But like, I don't get time to socialise with the DJs from the Midlands or the DJs from up north unless I am up north and stuff. Do you know what I mean? So it's an amazing time for everybody to just link up, catch up, talk. Do you know what I mean? Like, and just swap ideas and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just, it's not enough time because I want to sit down and catch up with like Jax, for example, who came over from Dubai. So I wanted to chop it up and I did, like, chopped it up with him about what Dubai's like and what he's experiencing out there and stuff. But at the same time, do you know what I mean? I want to meet a bunch of new people and talk to them and find out about their journey and stuff. And it just, for me, it wasn't enough time to catch up with everybody that I know and that I'm friends with and meet a bunch of new DJs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I hear that.
That's the only negative thing I'll say is it's not long enough.
They could do like they could do like a speed dating section, yeah. Where they just have like a load of tables and a man just come and sit down like, yes, I'm DJ whatever, blah blah blah, and then move on to the next thing.
Hey, that's,
I think that shit would be dope.
That's actually a good idea, bro.
Because the way I was bouncing around that room, I felt like I was speed dating anyway.
Yeah.
I was just like, yes, bro, blah, 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 blah. And then I'd see another man and be like, yes, bro, da, 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 da. And then another guy, I remember talking to one guy, and then another DJ just come over and just cut man clean off and was like, yes, I was like, yo.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man.
It's just impossible.
That's the problem. It happened a couple times. Like, I mean, I made a point, even when
Bear
I saw
man
some
got
people,
cut off on Saturday.
If someone's in a conversation, I didn't even go over. I just made sure, like, just gave him a fist bump, or do you know what I mean, or like a thumbs up across the room or whatever. Because
as
soon as you cut into a conversation, that's the thing. You can just kill that conversation, and then suddenly, like, that interaction for those two is dead. And it happened a few times with me. I'll be chatting with one person, and then someone else. This happens so many times. Someone else would come up and start a conversation, and it would just kill off the other conversation. But I'm trying to finish the original conversation and not be rude to the person that's just come over. And it's like,
bro, that's a skill. That's a skill itself.
It's a skill that I do not have.
I think I blended it one or two times, but then other times I was just like, yo, just let it die. I'm just going to let this conversation die now still.
Yeah. You know the other thing, speed dating.
You know that DJ City speed dating. There you go, play. That's an idea for you.
That's a really good idea, bruv, if I'm honest. But I tell you the other thing I have, yeah, and definitely one or two people would have experienced this from me on Sunday, is, bruv, I'm terrible with names and faces. Like, especially where we're interacting so much on, like, Twitter or Instagram and stuff. So, like, people will come over and start chatting, and I don't know who it is. And the problem for me is, the amazing thing that I think they do with this is everyone has to wear a name badge. Everyone wears a name badge, which I think is the greatest idea. But some people put their name badge down by their fucking knees. So I'm like, hey, you come over, I can't even subtly pretend that I remember what your name is.
And I'm double start staring at man's crotch.
So I've got to look down at your dick to find out what you're called. And it's like,
Oh my God.
That's the only thing I would say. Next year, if you're wearing a name tag, just wear it where your chest is, wear it where your heart is, and then it's just easy.
Bro, that name tag saved some awkward situations.
Yeah, but it created some.
But like
as
you
well.
Say, because like, I see man on socials, and I try to reply to everyone. I try and chat to everyone on my social media. Yeah. But then, like, I won't see the faces. Like Donch, for example. Like, it's the first time I met Donch at this link up.
Yeah.
But we've been connected on social media for time. But on his profile pic, can't really tell what man looks like. But you can a little bit, but you can't.
Yeah.
So then when I got there and I met him for the first time, I was like, yo, bro. I had to look at him like four times, and I realised it was my man and seeing the badge. But yeah, without the name things.
Yeah.
Yeah, that saved a couple awkward situations. Like some, I think it was, I can't remember the guy's name now, bloody hell, because there's no name badges. But he listens to the podcast, and he come and tap me on the shoulder, and I turn around. It's like, yes, for a while, and I'm thinking, well, I do not know who this guy is.
Yeah, bro, that happened a few times with me. Like, yeah, it's.
But then I seen the name badge, and I was like, my guy, I know you now. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
So yeah, name badge. Very simple idea, but very effective.
Very, very, very effective.
I'll tell you what, bro. My next point on the link up. Right, every time I go to that place, I just feel like a shit DJ fan. I feel like a shit DJ when I go to the link up. I see all these men cutting it up, yeah, super ninja style. And I'm just there like, wow. My guy, Mr. Switch, popped up, done his little routine on a different. Did you see his routine, bro?
Which one was that? Mr. Switch
was like the one at the start.
I think I was in the room when he was doing it, but this is the other problem. Like, well, not a problem, but this is the other thing about it, is where I was like having so many different conversations, I didn't have the chance to actually like take in the performances or any of like the techie stuff that was really going on. Because it's more for me, like the primary function for me is to get about, chat to people and actually like network a bit and meet new people. 100. Like that's expand the network. That's the goal. Do you know what I mean? For me, like it's really important to just meet a bunch of new people and make new friends, basically. Not just expand the network, but make new
friends. DJ friends. DJ friends.
But do you know what I mean? So like that, the listening to the stuff wasn't the priority. But I tell you, so anyway, yeah, tell me about Mr. Switch. What did he do?
Mr. Switch, anyway, bruv. I watched him do his routine. Obviously every year they have someone come in, like I remember JB's done it a few times and whatnot. This guy, bro, it just made me want to retire from DJing. Like just different level techers. Like that scratch game is obviously there's DJing, then there's scratching and doing these routines, like they're a level apart. These men that can do shit like that, their brains don't function like normal humans.
It's completely like, to be able to different process
and program a routine like that and not miss like a beat and keep everything so sharp, like I come home from that link up thinking, right, practice.
It's like, yeah,
I want to get in a studio and just up my, obviously I'm not even that kind of DJ, but it's always good to have some skills in it, some little techers on the side and whatnot.
Yeah,
and yeah, just seeing them, man, it just makes me want to be a better DJ, bro.
It's one of those things where there, you know, like, wow, you know, where you have you ever been in a situation where if you'd been able to break dance, it would have been the greatest thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when I remember younger. No, it's like, I remember when I was younger, there's been certain scenarios, like in the club, where somehow the circle's opened up and then someone has gone in and just done like the wickedest break dancing and everyone's been like, oh, and that's been the guy. And those exact moments I've thought, you know what? If I could breakdance, I would shell it right now and I'd be the man. But then five minutes after the situation's happened, you wouldn't be the man anymore and no one cares and your life hasn't changed. That's, for me personally, that's how I feel about having those like super wizardry techers being able to scratch like with the most amazing skill. And I feel that way because I can't do it and I've put a lot of time. No, I'm being honest.
I thought man was going to come with some sick valid point. No, I feel that way because I can't.
Bro, this is why I hate football, you know, because I'm shit at it. That's why I hate football. But back to the point, yeah. I can't do all that super wizardry tech and stuff. So for me, it's like, yeah, it's cool to watch, but it's not like a super essential thing. I feel like it's just like a really, really cool thing to be able to do. But obviously, like
cool party trick.
Yeah, exactly that. Or like if you're in a room, if you're in a room full of DJs, that's the situation where you can pull it out. And for those moments,
That's
every DJ is like, oh, you're the man. But then as soon as you're out the room, you're not the man anymore, and it's like, oh, but. I don't know. I mean, obviously, like, some of these guys are competition DJs, isn't it? It's like the difference between, you know, those...
Mr. Switch, bro. He's 4 times DMC World Champion.
That's what I'm saying. That's his career path, isn't it? So, like,
He's eating vinyl for breakfast.
So he's not going to be rolling around, like, shutting down clubs like we are, but he's made his career through doing, like, the championships and being... It's like, you know those people who are proper sick doing keepy-ups, and they've got, like, ultimate techers where they just do
the freestyle ballers,
amazing stuff, but then put them on a pitch and they probably can't even score a goal. That's a similar analogy to me, do you know what I mean? So like they have their
life. I'm not sure, because like I look at, I don't know, like Puffy for example, who won the Red Bull freestyle, like he's obviously super mad technical and sick, but one of the baddest when it comes to shelling a rave.
Yeah, but like, see with
you
Puffy,
can definitely have both.
I don't know, I think with Puffy, I don't think I've never seen anything that's blown me out of like properly blown my mind. Don't get me wrong, like he's very good.
Have you watched his winning freestyle set?
I could do that, bruv.
Fucking dope.
Yeah, but I could do what he did with enough preparation. And I want to just make this ultimately clear, like absolutely not taken away from what he's done. He's very, very talented, but he's not on like JFB levels with the super wizardry. And that's 100. Where I would say like Puffy would be, I'm really struggling for this because I'm not a football fan, but Puffy would be like a Ronaldo. Do you know what I mean? So like proper sick player. Is Ronaldo still a good player? I don't know. But
proper, one best in the world.
Proper sick player, but Ronaldo probably can't do the freestyle keepy ups. Do you know what I mean? So like It's that kind of thing where, yeah, Puffy, obviously, Puffy is really extremely good, but I didn't see anything in his set that I couldn't do. Whereas stuff that JFB puts into his sets, bruv, I could... I've tried. I've put many hours into trying to do that stuff, and I cannot do it. I like... That's why...
I still think they can shell raves, me, man. I still think they can shell the dance. Depending on who it is, though. So, some people just live in the freestyle world, innit? And it's routine to death.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I know some of these, man, like, they're still shelling clubs. So, I'm not gonna stand it. I'm not gonna sit here and say I'm fully clued up in that world. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, I do know bits and bobs, and I semi do try to stay plugged in with it. But I feel like that freestyle routine circuit is a different league.
It is. It's
to like where we are.
It's a different
with club
sport,
DJing,
bruv,
and whatnot. It's a,
if I'm honest,
yeah,
it's a,
yeah,
completely
it's a different
sport. Man.
It's a different 100%. It's a different ball game completely.
Yeah.
With that kind of shit, I respect it, man. Like, shit, that thing turned it into... It just turned into a scratch freestyle at the link up, innit?
Like
next thing,
scratch,
you've got LP.
A scratch
you've got Latin Prince flipping, getting everyone putting their hands up and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little scratch
and everyone's
cypher.
Just jumping in doing cuts, you know. I thought that shit was dope.
Yeah.
That was dope, man. That was dope.
Yeah.
I fully enjoyed it. Like you just said, it was more for the networking side of it. Like, trying to get everyone under the same roof DJ-wise from all four corners of the country. Like... You've just got to applaud what DJ City have built with that, because it doesn't happen, innit?
Yeah.
No,
it just does not happen, bruv. Like, it really...
Impossible.
I remember trying to start a WhatsApp group before from just DJs from one area. There was only about 8 of us, and it was just trying to organise them to meet up just for a bit of grub on a Sunday, just to chop it up and be like, cool, what's going on with the nightlife? How's things? What venues are popping? What music's popping? Just in the one area, just so we can kind of make a little bit of a syndicate, do you know what I mean? And like, actually just be friends. And bruv, it was impossible. Not a single person was on it. Not one.
I think with DJs as well, like... And like we were just saying before, like, creatives in general, we're a bit weird, innit?
Yeah.
Like, we're all like introverts and just a bit like, I don't know, man. Like, I move solo a lot, innit? Like, I reckon a lot of DJs probably the same. The hours that we do, like our routines, etc., the way we sleep, eat, all that kind of stuff. Like, we're weird, fam.
Yeah.
So like, trying to get all DJs together is like you say, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
So for that one day a year when everyone's under the same roof, I didn't get anything but positive energies on Sunday.
Like, no, exactly the same.
Cross paths with good energy, good vibes. Like, we were there to help promote the podcast as well. Like, what better place to promote a DJ podcast? Do you know what I mean?
Bruv.
Fucking tactical guerrilla marketing, branding, and all that was going on, mate. We were in the building, cause
yes,
we were in the building.
Yeah,
but it was sick. Do you know what surprised me, bro? How many people actually checking for the podcast? Like, you don't realise until you stood in a room full of people,
yeah,
that is our market. And then I'm giving out cards to man, and they're like, I don't need none of these, I listen.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So yeah, it's a good look. It's a good look.
It was very it was actually very motivating to know that so many people at the link up were, and they were openly just engaging the conversation. Like, yeah, I love the podcast. And then I'm like, okay, well, what's your favourite episode like, or what bits have you enjoyed? And they're telling me, and like, we're having proper full on conversations about the podclart. And
it's like, a couple of people calling it the podclart.
Yeah, some people were like, yeah, man, I love the podclart, man.
I think, but it's sick how like you say, you cross paths with these man, and then like they've warmed to like some of the like different episodes, and different people are relating to different stuff. Just actually meeting the DJs and speaking to them face to face, whereas normally it's tweets or
that's exactly,
you know, a bit
it,
of Instagram,
man,
or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So to be able to rub shoulders with the man that we're trying to reach,
yeah,
I thought it was sick, man.
Human interaction, bruv, is like.
Get me.
Especially in this game, but like it was just cool being able to talk. Like, I was speaking to a lot of DJs about, like, I'm looking at getting an S9, innit? So I was just talking about a lot of different people about, like,
do
what
it,
mixer.
Cars,
yeah, I'm gonna do it. I've decided. But I was just like, when you just talk about equipment, and it's just sick being in a room full of like-minded people. They fully, and obviously because we have different hours, and because we have completely, I don't mean me and you, I mean DJs, because we have completely different working styles to most other jobs. It's like, You're now in the room with a bunch of people that understand the industry. They understand the problems from the industry. They understand all the struggles that come attached to what we do.
I was just going to say, you realise you ain't alone out here, fam.
That's the thing, bro. And,
you go back home feeling miles better about yourself.
Well, yeah, it's just good to know. No, you know what? It's because, like, there's certain times where recently, I think we spoke about it last week, actually. Like, some of the freshers parties I've done this year haven't really been, like, the most popping parties. Do you know what I mean? They're just like, it seemed to me like the freshers have just been a bit lame, but I've had a couple of them, and then it's so you get it in your head like, well, shit, maybe it's not them, maybe it's me, maybe, like, am I losing my touch a little bit? But then having the conversations with DJs from Birmingham, DJs from Manchester, DJs from fucking Wales, DJs from Bournemouth, do you know what I mean? Like, everyone's saying the same thing. They're like, yeah, they're all a little bit reserved this year and no one's really letting loose and da da da. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's dope.
Well, in that case, I'm not losing my flair. It just turns out that certain demographics and certain, like, student lots, they're just lame, basically. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're,
bro,
just not out to party.
This only being a DJ, bro. Only being a DJ where you question yourself, like, four times a year.
Yeah, you're not a real, basically, you're not.
Only in our career, bro.
You're not a real DJ if you don't doubt yourself at least twice a month. You're not a real DJ.
It's mad, isn't it? Bro, I'm having a little patch at the minute, like, because I lost my Saturday and whatnot. Yeah. And even though, like, I'm working, like, I've just had this little phase in the last 2 weeks. Like, again, you just start questioning your shit.
Yeah.
But it's just, this is off the back of launching my club night and whatnot, and everything's great. But then all of a sudden, like, the downs drop straight off the back of it, and it's like, yeah. And you got to lift yourself back up again. But yeah, the link up, definitely. Like, I always go there and then cut, like, hear what everyone's kind of doing, how everyone's moving, and that just gives me motivation to just be a better fucking DJ, bro.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's how I feel when I come back from them.
Yeah, 100%.
DJ City, baby. And yo, and LP was there as well. The New York man's
Latin Prince,
which I thought was dope. Even Eloy came, man. I was like, bro, where's the pizza? Because do you remember when we went to the Gaffy, New York, and my man come out with the boxes of pizza?
Yes, I do indeed. So yeah, anyone listening, we Stylus and I went and shot a documentary out in New York, and Latin Prince, who was at the link up, was basically, we wanted a day where we went around and looked at, like, the hood. We wanted to go and see Marcy, where Jay-Z grew up. We wanted to go and see Queensbridge, where Nas grew up. And obviously, like, two geeky white guys from England rolling around with expensive cameras in these areas probably isn't the best formula. So,
oh yeah, two vloggers standing out like a sore thumb, exactly. Snapbacks on.
And then so, yeah, LP sorted us out. He got us the hood pass. And yeah, we went and saw Marcy, where Jay-Z grew up, Queensbridge, where Nas grew up, and all sorts. And yeah, DJ Eloy sorted us out with loads of pizza during the trip. I don't remember. And I swear, was it Eloy that helped us sort the CDs? We needed CDs burning. Did he do that for us?
No, that was John. Yeah, he helped out, but it was Johnny Sirius.
Johnny Sirius,
that's CDs.
It. Yeah, shouts to
and
Johnny
he Sirius. He come and met us in Times Square and everything.
I remember now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
that
yeah,
was
that's,
dope, innit?
That's the backstory there, but yeah, man.
I didn't know they were coming, man.
Shouts to LP. I didn't know they were coming.
It was. I got there and Play was like, "Yo, let me take you around the back. I want to introduce you to some people." I got there and LP stood there like, "Yo, Holmes."
Quality. Yeah.
He was doing a little speech on the mic, and well, people were talking, bearing it, so it was hard to fully hear him. But my guy, it was dropping gems. Obviously, we've been to his crib, so we've seen, like, what he's about. He's got all the plaques on his wall from, like...
Yeah, he's certified, brother. He's
Dre Records.
No, he's got Tupac plaques. So, like, just to know how certified... He's got a Big L plaque. He's got one from Fuji's The Score. Like, just so people know how certified Latin Prince is.
Certy. Well, bro, he was telling a story about when he met Biggie before Juicy dropped, yeah. And... they'd had a meeting with the DJs and he was like giving copies of the Juicy LP to Latin and was like, oh, like the DJs are the most important part and like I fuck with you guys and whatever. Bro, my man was dropping gems about getting one of the first presses of Juicy signed on vinyl.
Mad.
From Biggie himself.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, what is going on?
Yeah, like, that's insane.
Like, LP, how old is LP? Because he's seen it all, you know.
Yeah, you know what?
Crazy.
I don't want to put a number on it. He's obviously not a young man, but I honestly couldn't guess his age.
Nah, same. He keeps it young though. He's still plugged in, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My man was talking about social media and all that. Like, he knows exactly what he's doing.
We need to get him on the club. Yeah, we need to get him on the pod club, actually. But
I did say to him that we might be coming back to New York. Obviously, if we went back to New York now, bro, we could do so much.
Yeah.
Imagine some of the podcasts we could do now, bro, out there. Oh my days, bro.
Mad.
That Emma still chats to us from. I don't think she works at Hot 97 anymore, but she still messages me on Instagram.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Twitter and that.
Yeah, she's not there anymore. Yeah. But anyway, back to the topic. There
one
was
for the future.
One part of the link up that because I was having a conversation with someone. I think I was talking to Ellentone when this began. So it properly baffled me, brother. I didn't know why it was happening. There was a guy that came up and started using the auto-tune. And then
started doing
all the R&B slow jams with the auto-tune, with the vocoder. That's what it was, a vocoder thing. And it sounded good, but I have no idea why it happened. Can you explain to me, like, what was it?
I think it was just more of a showcase, you know. I didn't catch that guy's name.
No, I don't.
But yeah, I think it was just more of a showcase, and I thought it was fucking sick, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously, that's what I'm saying. Sonic,
all them slow jams. I was looking to rub up on some of the female DJs.
Catch a wine. That's the thing. Like it was dope. Like sonically, it was really good, and he was busting some jams as well.
He was going in, bro. I just Mr. Talkbox, and he was going.
Hard. I don't know what it was. Basically, I don't know why it happened. But it was
just the vibes in a showcase, innit? Because like what people didn't see, next to us on the left, there was another court, there was another alleyway with a load of workshops in there, bro. But because everyone piled in our room, I don't think a lot of people seen what was going on next door, but there was a full hallway adjacent to where we were.
Bro, I had
that
no
had
idea.
Like workshops with Yeah, they had like Serato workshops and a few little bits in there. And then obviously they had the Portablist tournament out front as well. So yeah, man. Like, but a lot of people just ended up sticking in the main room. But if you walked around the side, there was a load of other shit going on.
I didn't even see the side. I just thought it was that one room and the front bit, obviously.
No.
Oh, I properly dropped the ball. Yeah, 3 hours is definitely not enough then, because I didn't even finish what I was doing in that room, let alone fucking going in for workshops and stuff. So
Well, by the time you'd been around and spoke to everyone, like, the day was done.
Yeah,
I found
it was.
I literally got around, spoke to everyone, filmed a little vlog on my phone, and then boom, it was 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. But yeah, next year I'm sure they'll stretch it out. I'm sure they'll stretch it out next year. They just keep growing, innit? Like every year is stronger and stronger. Like from the first one in that pub.
Yeah.
I remember Mr. Jam and that came and hosted it, and there was just a pair of decks in the building where we could just get up and have a freestyle. I remember jumping up and spinning a couple of tunes.
Yeah, I did that as well, and I actually jumped on for that. That was good fun, man.
And then it's come all the way around to obviously where it is now. I think looking back, this one and the Red Bull one were my favourites. I just thought the Red Bull location was fucking dope.
The Red Bull location.
And then obviously James Hype did the breaking down of the production, didn't he? And Mr. Jam did a little bit of a chat and whatnot, and I thought that was fucking sick. So yeah, man, just big up DJ City, innit? Like, that's just big up DJ City for what they're doing. Big up playing all the man them
100%, man. Sorted. Yeah,
have you seen the visual that they dropped as well last night?
No, play actually sent me he emailed me a photo which I'm going to post up on my Instagram in a minute. And
is that the one with all the DJs?
No, it's me having a conversation with Jax, but the photographer has caught me at a perfect time.
Oh my God.
Jax has obviously said something to me, and my reaction's priceless, bro. So I'm gonna post it on my Instagram today. Yeah, shouts to Play for sending me that. It's funny as fuck. But no, I haven't seen the visual yet. I'm gonna check that out. But yeah, it was just
it's an
amazing event, man. Like really, really, really good event. And one thing I would say, it's beneficial. No, it's imperative that any young DJs or like up and coming DJs or whatnot try and make it to these events, because
yeah, I agree.
You're gonna be in the same room as people like LP. Do you know what I mean? As like CJ Beats were there, he's got a lot of wisdom. Martin Too Smooth was there. Like, I don't want to start reading off all the names because I will leave people out that I forget. But
I said this on the day, like I looked around and like
there was
only two other DJs for my ends made the trip.
Right.
Which, like, I'm not sending for local DJs or anything like that, but I just think it was a little bit disappointing. I think, like, I just thought...
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult if you're travelling from different areas and stuff, but, like, because obviously there's a whole DJ scene in, like, Ireland and Northern Ireland, but for them guys, they have to find a flight over in it and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, really I understand difficult. That, but I just think for one day a year, bruv, like you say, if this is your career, these things are imperative.
That's the thing.
If you're, like, fully serious about what you're doing, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's like exactly where I was going with it, man. It I was going
plays
to,
a massive role.
I was going the same way with it. Like, yeah, if you're really serious about DJing, if you want to be a career DJ, like, I feel like the DJ City Link Up is essential to go to. If for nothing else, for the networking. Do you know what I mean? Like, just getting in, putting faces to usernames and all of this stuff, like, yeah, I think it's imperative, man. So, yeah, once again, shouts to DJ City for putting on the fifth annual DJ City Link Up.
The DJ City, baby!
Yeah.
We need to chat to them, man.
Definitely.
We need to chat to them, guys.
Yeah, it was really good, man.
Well, until next year.
The end.
The end.
The end.
Yeah, we may as well. Yeah, that is the end.
Yeah, but let's do the plug-in first. At TalkOverPod on Twitter, make sure you follow us. Let us know any topics, comments, etc., and all that clart there. And
We're coming to London soon as well. Woo!
Oh, I am.
You already live down there.
Yeah, don't let the secret out of the bag yet, though, but we've got some dope episodes on the way.
Yes.
So, yeah, Spotify.
I had to get that in there quick before Stylus started chatting the most.
Yeah, and about 20 people at the City Link Up came up and started saying, oh, I hear you're recording such and such and such. Yeah, I am.
Bro,
definitely.
This is the thing. I'm definitely putting Stylus under pressure. No, it's all good. I can say it in the public domain. I won't shout it on social media. We're good.
Oh, yes.
Everyone in that room is thinking the same way as us, mate. So,
yeah. Indeed. Talk Over Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you follow. More importantly, if you know a DJ that doesn't listen to the podcast, enlighten them, man. Upgrade their life. Put them on.
Show them the way of the clart.
The way of the clart.
Get them involved in it.
That's it. Clarted.
All right. We out.
Peace.